Hello?
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 Dick, how are you?
Fine. How are you, sir?
I'm pretty good. The sun's shining and it's dry as hell. If you'd send us good rain, I'd be much obliged to you.
I wish I could. Oh, George Reed just called me.
Yeah, he's up in Dallas. Going to be there for a little while. How are things going?
Things are going pretty well. He said he was heading back to Austin in a few minutes. He was here last night. I wish I'd known it. I'd really love to have seen him.
We got to go to... got to go back to Washington this afternoon, I expect.
Oh, you're going back this afternoon?
Yeah. I like to stay a few days, but I got to integrate Mississippi schools this week, and that'd give me some serious problems. And
yes, it will. I started to head down there this weekend.
I worked out Louisiana pretty good. Santa Helena Parish is right on the border there, and it's one of the toughest ones, and I don't know what the governor will do. I think it... he's a pretty good man, and he's very cooperative on the murders down there. He worked with Hoover awful close, and I'm hoping that he'll take it himself and see it's handled right so we don't have to get mixed up in it. I'm going to urge him to, but I don't know whether he will or not.
Yeah.
How's Ted getting along?
Just fine.
Joe, all right?
Yeah, he's getting along just fine. All of them have been gone so much this summer, we haven't had any chance to sit around and talk about this race yet. They just decided to wait till the conventions are over and then get together.
Tell Joe I said hello.
All right, I think I'm coming up there within the next couple of weeks. George said for me to call him.
I wish you would. I wish you'd come.
I want to call him and make sure that you're there, of course, before I do.
Yeah, I'm going to be there, I expect, pretty well for the next 2 or 3 weeks, and I'd sure like to see you. I'm going to call Ted or Joe or some of them. I don't know when or how.
But I think it'd be wise.
And I may just call him this morning before I leave here. Would you call Ted or Joe if you were me?
Call Ted.
All right.
Joe's still away.
Where is he?
He's on vacation. He's due back here Wednesday or Thursday.
All right.
He's been gone 3 weeks, and Ted was gone before that, and Jim Maroney's been in, off up at Rochester somewhere. And
he's not sick, is he?
No, he just went up there to...
Minnesota or New York?
New York. He got up there just when all that stuff busted loose.
Well, hell, no wonder. I knew there's some damn reason that rioting taking place. You tell him, and I just picked it up. The FBI told me that he's up there. I can understand it better now.
Well, I haven't had a chance I haven't had a chance since last November, personally, to see you, but I wanted to congratulate you personally on the fine job you've done.
Sure, I've worked hard, Dick, and I've tried to keep a balance and trying to keep them from going off all ends, and I think I have. I've got my new budget working now, and I've got mine 97.9, and I'm going to be under it, and I cut Kennedy's $1.1 billion of expenditures that had already been appropriated. It ended up June 30th. And I'm making up the new one for 66, and I've told them to keep it under 100 million. I don't know whether they can or not, but they wanted to go 104 last year, and I kept it under 100, and they want to go 105 this year, but I'm doing it. I've got a pretty good program. If my poverty thing works out, I'm going to be pleased with it. I'm going to take a bunch of these young strapping boys out of these damn riding squads that they engaged in, put them out and put them to work, feed them and clothe them and try to get them where they can get in the Army.
Yeah.
Particularly a lot of you Negro youth. They got nothing to do and they can't get a job and, you know, it's hard to believe what you see in a good many of these places. If you had the same population density in New York that you've got in Harlem, you could put the whole United States in three boroughs.
That's what they tell me.
And people live in that way. The bottom is going to blow off the tea kettle. It just got to, and we've got to get them out and put them to work some way. And there's 16% of our young people unemployed. That's where all of our crime rates coming from. It's these damn youngsters.
Yeah.
So we got to put them to work. We're going to do it, and make them scrub them up, get some tapeworms out of their bellies, and get them where they get up 6 o'clock in the morning and work all day, and then we can get them where they can serve. One out of every two that come into us now in the draft are being turned back.
Yes.
Not fit physically and mentally. We think we can clean them up this way and shoot them on in there and maybe teach them to be a truck driver or something.
Put a batch of them down there in that hill country.
Well, we need them.
Let some of those Germans get hold of them down there and put them to work.
I got there pretty good. They had a party for me night before last year. I'd have been there. Stonewall's got 400 and it had 4,000.
Yeah, I started to ride down there. I was coming to Austin and I started to ride on down there. I'd love to.
Oh, I know, didn't you? You'd call me. I'd sent for you and we'd, You could have spent the night out here and we'd have had a good talk.
Well, I wish I could have, but I figured you were pretty busy.
You come on up the next 2 or 3 weeks and call me, George, and let him know you're there, and we'll all get together.
All right, you go ahead and call Ted.
I will.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, Dick. What'd you say, Dick?